crew of 100 black laborers that worked in the rock quarry there that were geishas.
Okay. What the, while I'm still on this chain of thought, were there any, like, around Miami, were there any, like, what you might call lower income white settlements, you know, an area where migrant white workers might settle, you know, towns that might have special names, or sections of the city that might have special names?
To the best of my knowledge, not really. Generally, your business and professional people live right around the downtown area. I mean, you have to remember, as these areas grew up, you didn't have nice paved roads running everywhere, and you didn't have buses, and transportation was a strange thing. So generally, you had your business area, then your nicer residential homes around it, and then scattered out from that, depending upon the relative wealth, were your lower income people. And the lower the income, usually the farther they lived out of town.
So just a matter of more of that wealth conglomerated more towards the financial centers and rural became...
Seemed to be the way it was. Now, in the area in which I was raised, they were scattered. I mean, there'd be somebody who had nothing living here in a shanty, and next door would be a nicer house with somebody who had a relatively good income. And there wasn't really any distinction of that type. I mean, it just seemed to be scattered.
Was Fulford a, was it fairly independent all along, or when did it become influenced by the Miami financial pull, in the financial center pulling on it, you know what I mean?
Well,
the suburb.
Talking about it from the financial aspect, in the late 1930s and early 40s, just before World War II, was when some people first tried to revive development, real estate development out there after the boom time stuff. There were several things that affected it. Number one, most of the land that was out there available for development had certain liens against it that the only way nobody could afford to pay them off. And I think there was something at that time in regard to a 20-year deal, and the lien wasn't enforced, it expired. And apparently nobody wished to foreclose on their lien because they didn't want to pay taxes on the property. It wasn't worth that much. So the people who had the basic claim to it just sat on it. And in some cases were continuing to pay taxes. That 20-year period for the boom time foreclosures ended sometime around the early 40s, late 30s, early 40s. There was a lot of agitation up there at that time to get FHA approval for mortgages in the area, which was contingent to development. I mean, in those days, unless you were running a real expensive residential subdivision, there was no way to develop ordinary housing without FHA. The FHA and the home loans would not approve the area. And actually, that did not happen until the early 1950s. And that's when the area really started to grow and develop. But that's primarily the way it was influenced by your downtown financial structure. I mean, they felt this, that with all the vacant land in between there in Miami, why should they stick their necks out for a jump in area when there was still available area there?
So the commerce, the farm, or whatever, you say it's fairly farm-oriented, agricultural commerce in the Fulford area?
Only up until